It's Thursday, June 10th, AD 2021. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. An Iranian Christian convert named Reza Zaimi began his 9-month prison sentence last week. Authorities sentenced Zaimi for, quote, propaganda against the Islamic Republic by promoting evangelical Christianity, end quote. Just last month, officials arrested 3 Iranian Christian converts on similar charges. They were the first arrests under the new penal code that went into effect in February. Zaimi is just one of many Christians imprisoned in Iran for their faith. With the new penal code, persecution is expected to increase. The Central American country of El Salvador became the first nation in the world to accept Bitcoin as legal tender. A supermajority of El Salvador's Congress voted in favor of adopting the cryptocurrency yesterday. Meanwhile, central banks in the U.S., U.K., and EU are considering digital currencies. The state of Nevada agreed to pay $175,000 in legal fees to Calvary Chapel, Dayton Valley, yesterday.
The Office of the Attorney General requests the Board of Examiners to approve a settlement agreement between Calvary Chapel, Dayton Valley, and the governor in the amount of $175,000 to comply with the consent decree in this case that requires the state of Nevada to pay reasonable attorney fees. And this cost will come out of the tort claim fund.
The church has been fighting Nevada's coronavirus restrictions on in-person worship services since last year. The church filed a lawsuit against the state's restrictions last year. They lost or had their case turned down multiple times, even before the Supreme Court. However, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit finally ruled in favor of the church last December. Psalm 9, verses 15 and 16 says, "The nations have sunk down in the pit which they made. The Lord is known by the judgment he executes. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands." On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that migrants who enter the country illegally are not eligible for permanent residence, even if they receive temporary protected status. The status applies to people from countries ravaged by war or disasters, protects them from deportation, and allows them to work legally. The ruling applies to thousands of migrants in the country who have entered illegally. A total of